Can you turn my headphones up a little?
Right.
Kiss Breakfast with Matt and Caroline. The podcast.
Oh, I know. You started the podcast last week with a burp.
Oh, I did, didn't I? Yeah.
Check this out.
Okay. That's extraordinary.
Do some.
I can't do that.
Can you?
I've never been able to do that. Not quite that smelly anyway.
Farts on demand. Kiss Breakfast, Matt and Caroline, Kiss Breakfast podcast number 11. Number 11.
Number 11, is it?
I'm worn out after all the farts, Caroline.
That was a beauteous noise.
I'm worn out. I truly am. I'm actually knackered.
Mum was doing it with his armpit and you thought it was his bottom.
See, we weren't supposed to reveal that. It was supposed to be a big secret that they were arm farts.
I'm only revealing it because I'm a bit jealous. I can't make that kind of noise with my armpit.
Have you never been under
it? No, my dad can do that really well as well, and I always try to copy him, but I can't do it.
Hang on, see if I can do it with my left arm as well. Not as well.
How do you do it?
You cup your hand under your armpit while your arm's up, and then you just go down with the arm, so like that.
Ow, no, that just hurts my fingers. Ow.
Next podcast is a couple of weeks away. I demand you learn to do it while we're off.
I've been practicing all my life, nothing really.
Really?
So, yeah. I remember being someone trying to teach when I was about 7, and I can't. That's rubbish. Because I can't whistle through 2 fingers either.
No, neither can I.
No. And again, people who can do it say it's really easy, but I don't believe them.
I've never understood that.
No.
I can whistle normally.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's not quite cool though, is it?
It's really not. You can't hail a taxi with a... doesn't work.
You can't hail a taxi by doing it through your fingers either, let's be honest. You hail a taxi by putting your arm out.
They can't hear you.
No, you put your arm out and then say taxi.
Because they'd have to have their windows right down. There'd have to be quite light traffic and they would have to not have the radio on, otherwise, you know, they're not going to hear you.
And also, even if they did have the window down, they heard you. They'd look round.
Yeah.
Be like, well, I'm not going to stop for that fool. That fool, Caroline. Right, episode 11 of the Kiss Breakfast podcast. Coming up on today's exciting episode, what?
11? Oh, sorry. Not the number. What's on it? Sorry.
Well, I'm glad you clarified.
You can't tell we're in serious need of a holiday, can you?
But this sounds like every other podcast.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
That's a really good point.
Always in need of a holiday.
Today's podcast...
Hang on. You can do it to music. Ready?
Oh, okay. Today's podcast brings up the topics of deep, emotional, and thought-provoking
That was good.
I've lost it.
That was amazing. Do you want to do it again?
Yes.
What were you trying to get onto there? You're just doing a musical note. I'll stop with
I was just kind of... The way you were playing, it sounded like kind of quite sad and lonely, and it sounded like a story should go along with it. So
you don't have to turn into a story. It's just a contents of what's
page.
Coming up.
Yeah, an audio contents page,
audio
if you will.
Page, yeah.
Except there are no page numbers, because that would be weird. So maybe we could do like minutes in. This many minutes in, we'll talk about this.
Well,
we don't really know those, to be honest. So.
It'll be a lot of minutes in because we've been going on through the contents for quite some
time.
Right, come on, contents, let's have it.
Okay, today we will be focusing on Jodie Marsh, whom we love or hate. I don't know, you'll have to find out. Falling in Love, we discuss that in detail. We talk about why we are not overly fond of the Jonas Brothers and have a general whinge about technology.
Brilliant, that's all to come on the Kiss Breakfast. You ready for the local radio woo-woo? Ready?
Okay.
Hang on, no, I said, are you ready? Sorry. I didn't say do it now. Oh.
I was warming up. I need practice.
That's all to come.
That's my practice.
All right, are you ready now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all to come on Kiss Breakfast podcast number 11.
I'm having a seizure.
Kiss Breakfast with Matt and Caroline.
Is it really so hard to believe?
The podcast.
I was going to cheer us up by doing a quick round of Can You Identify How All the Celebrities Are Celebrities?
Oh, yes!
All the, you know, the industry magazine that we get that tells you, they've all disappeared.
Oh, you tease us. Reese loves that magazine.
Lim and Reese from The Weekend Show. Mm. Ooh, get him. So instead, I've got this week's More magazine.
Okay.
And we're going to play What Do Men Think of Jodie Marsh's Look Competition? Okay, Jodie Marsh has been pictured out and about. She's not wearing much as usual.
Yeah.
What does Andreas from London, he's 18, what does he think?
He loves it. 18. I'm going to go with he likes it. 18, they're usually pretty horny, aren't they? So
Andrea says, she's showing too much flesh, looks totally fake. You can tell that she loves herself and that's not attractive. She looks scary. So you're both quite wrong there.
Oh, okay. So
okay. Andrea.
Okay, let's try. Jordan, 21, from Wickham. What does he think of Jodie Marsh?
Where's Wickham?
Wickham. I presume it's High Wickham, is it?
Is that east end of the country?
I don't know.
I'm going to go with he likes it.
Okay. Does it make a difference where you are?
If well, yeah, because I think they'd be chavvier in the east side of the country.
Okay, yeah, true. Yeah.
Harsh.
So I can say what I like, but they're not listening, so. Yeah.
I think he doesn't like her face, but he likes the body.
Okay, Cara?
I think he likes it. I think he likes them chavvy.
Jordan says, her boobs are too big, her fake tan is terrible, and she has too much makeup on. She's not a girl you take home to see your mother. What about Will in Brighton? What does Will in Brighton think?
I'm going to say Will
he likes
hates it.
Oh, he's had two hates. So there's got to be a like in there.
Right, Cara thinks like...
There'll be a balance, I'm sure.
Cara thinks like, Amy thinks hate. Will, I actually really fancy her. It's the whole bad girl image.
I bet he's young, isn't he? Is he 18?
He's 18.
Yeah,
He's still put at the end. I'd say maybe cover up a bit more, though.
Oh, okay.
These aren't real men. They've been paid
should
by
we,
more to
should
say.
Should we have an impromptu text poll?
Go on, then.
Jodie Marsh. Let's go. Well, I won't make it rude. I'll just say yes or no, shall I? MC space yes or no to 64100.
Oh, as in...
As in would you?
All right.
Would you?
Men and women can text?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, either do you like her look, that can respond to, or just would you?
Do you want the result of the random...
Oh, yeah, go on then.
What was
yeah.
it? An impromptu...
Impromptu text poll.
Impromptu text poll. Jodie Marsh. This might surprise you. The result is Jodie Marsh... 48% say yes and 52% say no.
Really? The nation is divided.
It is divided. Luke says yes. Tony says yeah, why not? Someone says yeah, she's quite fit. Someone says yes, 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 yes. See, she is quite popular. Uh-huh. There's a few people that says she's absolutely revolting, and Charlie says she's got a little bum on the end of her nose, so I don't think I would. So there is.
See, that's the one thing that does get me. If you're going to have a nose job, why would you choose that nose? That's just an odd thing to do. If you can pick any nose, I'll go for the ski jump.
It's
look,
distinctive,
please.
Caroline.
Identify yourself.
Kids Breakfast with Matt and Caroline. The podcast.
Damn it. this is the Kiss Breakfast podcast, episode number 11 with Matt and Caroline. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Actually, there's no podcast next week.
No, we're on holiday.
Yeah, and a week after. So you got a couple of weeks without a podcast. Coming up, still to come on the Kiss Breakfast podcast, we have an update on the exciting Kiss Breakfast podcast competition.
Yes, we do.
I'm hoping, fingers crossed, that it's a good update. That's all I can say.
Oh, fingers crossed. It's just amazing.
All right. Yeah. Right now, though, I have brought with me, as you can see here in the studio, my suitcase.
Yes, you have. Yeah. Now, this suitcase has been in our office for about 6 months now,
yeah,
hasn't it?
Yeah, because I can't be asked to take it home.
Yes.
But I've always wondered...
Are you still using it, then?
Well, I might. I got to put some clothes in something, I suppose, haven't I, for the old holes?
Yeah.
But I've been wondering this since I've had this suitcase for years, right?
Yeah.
Funky purple suitcase, it's quite big. I've always wondered if I can get in it. And
yeah,
I thought, let's try it on the podcast, right?
Like Jerry when he gets in the entertainment centre on Friends.
Yes, like that. Mm. But you're here to help me.
Okay.
Okay,
that's fine.
So I'm going to try getting in it now.
Cool.
So live on the podcast, I've never done this, and I swear to you, I've never even attempted it, but I'm going to now.
It's a real suitcase,
proper
and
suitcase.
He is a real man.
Okay. Right. Okay, here we go. It's a proper... I've got to find the... here we are, right, this is it.
You probably should have opened that before we started.
No, it's fine. Right, I'm going to get in.
Okay.
And if you could close it up... Right, try and close it up. I'm pretty sure I can fit in this. Now. Okay. The zip seems to be... try not to break the zip, because it's quite hard to reopen.
Oh, okay.
Right, okay.
Well, you want to zip it up as well?
If you could try from the...
Is that a really good idea? Because if it breaks,
just
you're going to start.
Try from the back end.
Oh, my God. You are in. Well done.
See if you can zip it up.
Okay, all right. I'm a bit nervous about this.
From that end, that's it.
Okay, if this zip breaks, it's not my fault, okay?
All right, I won't hold you responsible.
Thank you.
That's it. Ugh. Come on, keep zipping.
I can't, it won't go any further.
Yeah, it will.
I have to squash you down otherwise.
That's right, squash me down a little bit.
I'm going to have to jump on you like I do when I pack.
All right.
Okay, I can't pull it any further. You are in.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're zipped up. There we go. Done. Excellent.
Right.
Brilliant. So, right. Welcome to my podcast. I will be talking about shoes and clothes and women's things and then puppies. And then we'll have a little conversation about kittens. Shut up. And then we'll talk about Heat Magazine for a while and maybe some films. And then we'll talk about how rubbish Celebrity Air is. Oh, actually, I think the oxygen is running out.
Oh, it's stuck.
Come on.
I'm not joking, it's stuck. It really is stuck. I can't get it open. Oh, my God. Oh, I did warn you this might happen. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, God. Okay. Okay, I really can't get it open.
Oh, you kind of have to now.
Okay, I'm going to get Gary because it's stuck. Hang on.
Hurry up.
Kiss 101.
Question for you, Cara.
Okay.
Who falls in love the quickest, men or women?
Oh, that just depends on the person, doesn't it?
On a whole, what would you think? Who would fall in love quicker, a man or a woman?
Well, I suppose stereotypically, people would say women, but I've known some blokes who are really quick to fall in love, so...
Well, this is just it. Mm. I would have thought women, but no.
See, men are more visual, aren't they? So actually, it should be them.
It is.
Yeah.
This is a new study that's come out. 44%... I need my love music, actually. Oh, yeah. 44%... Late night radio. 44% of British blokes are smitten within 2 months of meeting a partner, while most women take 6 months to come to the same conclusion.
I really think it depends on the person as well.
Of course it does. It depends on the situation and stuff. But generally speaking, men within 2 months are in love. Women, 6 months.
Really? Six? That long?
Yeah.
So I think if it takes that long, you're with the wrong person.
And men, it doesn't take them long, but they're most likely to say, this is probably why, they're most likely to say, I love you, when they're drunk, after sex, or after a win by their football team. Do you want the most random thing about? Do you want to hear the most random?
When did you say I love you to Nikki?
Oh, probably the day we met.
Oh, you've been together like 12 years, haven't you? And she's beautiful, your girlfriend.
I chased her for a long time.
Did you?
Yeah, I think I must have been first.
So you were just like, woohoo, I'm a lucky man.
Yeah, I'm just cheesed.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Do you want to hear the most random thing about this study, right?
Yes.
This is a study about who falls in love the quickest, men or women. You'd think, I wonder who did this. Maybe it was Hallmark, or maybe it was Clinton Cards, or maybe it was a dating website or something like that.
Mm.
No, the poll was done by car firm Ford. Why Ford?
What?
Why Ford care? More rain expected this morning. Super duper. Like it?
Joy.
Joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. What was happy, happy, joy, joy from?
Oh, Ren and Stimpy.
Ren and Stimpy.
I used to love that.
Legendary.
Oh, that's great.
Stimpy, you're idiot.
Oh.
Was Ren and Stimpy a cartoon?
Yeah.
I remember. Sort of.
Back in the 18th century, I think
it
was.
Yeah, it was a chihuahua, and was the other one supposed to be a cat? So I was never quite sure.
I never knew what they were, but they were brilliant.
They're both on something, anyway.
Amy Garner's here from News. Hello.
Hello.
It's time to delve into the world of entertainment with our first Total Kiss update of the day. Caro, what you got?
Oh, yes, I have a little bit. Well, this is the latest... sort of ambitions in the let's take over the world domination of Posh, aka Victoria Beckham. This is not about her hair today.
Good.
This is about the revelation that she would like in the future her sons to form a band. So expect there to be a Beckham boy band at some point.
The Beckham brothers.
No, that just reminds me of the Jonas Brothers.
Oh no.
Why are they so big at the moment? They just suddenly appeared.
I don't know.
It was like Miley Cyrus suddenly appeared. Now they've suddenly appeared.
You'd think being like an uber Christian rock band would be the least cool thing in the world, but everyone seems to have fallen for the marketing campaign.
Well, like the new Hanson.
Well, funny actually, you should say all this, because Jonas Brothers are huge in America. They're not big over here at all.
Well, no, they're getting there.
Well, they're getting all this publicity, they probably will, but they're basically the American version of McFly. I mean, I had to listen to some of their stuff, and it's just like McFly kind of music.
They are, really? But McFly at least are a bit cheekier, I think.
I know, the Jonas Brothers are a bit more...
McFly, you know, you'd catch them out on a Saturday night probably pretty chilled, having a bit of a laugh.
Yeah. Jonas Brothers look so straight-laced.
They look like they just go to some kind of like picnic and drink lemonade and eat buns, you know.
Which
is, of course, what we do.
On a regular basis, especially Chelsea buns. Oh, I like Chelsea buns. The Jonas Brothers, you know, there was a story.
Okay.
Chelsea buns are nice.
Hello.
VMAs. Earlier in the week, Russell Brand kept laying into them with their little rings and stuff.
Oh, and they did the fakest, like, oh, we think he's really funny. We didn't mind at all what he said.
They'd come out now saying, Russell Brand's hilarious. They're just saying this because...
Your face has told a different story on the night.
They realised how popular Russell Brand is over here.
They thought, hang on a minute, we want to break the UK market.
We need to seem a bit edgier. What should we... Oh, no, we'll agree with Russell Brand's comments. Fine. Yes, we should be wearing our commitment ring somewhere other than our fingers.
Yeah, but in secret, when they're saying Russell Brand's Sagittarius and they don't mind. They've got their fingers crossed, of course.
Yes.
Their fingers crossed
and
behind,
else
behind
as
their
well.
Back. Yeah. Yeah. What's the band going to be called, the Beckham Band?
I don't think she's decided yet. The Beckham Band is probably, that's quite a good name.
The Beckham Band.
Your suggestion is nice.
The Beckham Brothers sounded good as well. I mean, obviously, it makes you think of the Jonas Brothers, which isn't a good thing, but the Beckham Brothers actually has a nice... It rolls off the tongue quite
yes,
well.
Yes, or even cheesier, Boogie with the Beckhams. There
right.
we are.
Wait,
like that one. Coming to a CD just sold only by the television and not in shops near you.
And then it'll
free
be...
Free with the paper.
Free
yeah.
with the Independent this
yes.
Sunday. Someone here wants you to say, I told you so to me.
Oh, wait, what, with the dance as well?
All right, do a told you so
told
dance.
You so. Told you so.
What is wrong?
Told you so. There you go. You have to do the dance as well.
She's quite excited because she's off next week.
Holidays.
It says, the other day I was moaning because I watched... Oh, this was right. The other day, remember we were talking about, you know, on Sky, you get Sky Anytime.
Yeah.
And you were whinging because you couldn't watch a lot of the stuff on
it. Yeah, I was basically arguing that you shouldn't just get, like, a 30-second taster. You should be allowed to watch it. It should be like a buffet of what you could have won kind of thing. But they let you watch that bit, you know, and just as a reward for being a Sky customer. You know, you pay a lot to Sky every month, and I think that's fair.
All right, this is the Anytime service, which is the Sky On Demand thing, where they send stuff to your box overnight. If you've got a newer box, you'll get this. And if you subscribe to the movies, you'll get movies. If you subscribe to the sports, you get sports and stuff
yes.
like that. But if you don't subscribe, you just get nothing.
Yes, and I enjoy things in my box. I'd like to be able to benefit from them.
But you don't subscribe, so therefore you don't deserve them.
No, but I have many other channels. I pay enough already. Yeah, they should let me have the odd movie for free.
Yeah, but for someone, I subscribe to the movies, therefore I don't want you getting the movies for free because you don't pay for them. It costs me money for them, so therefore you shouldn't get them. But someone's saying here, you should say I told you so because I was just saying all TV should be free. I'm not denying that. TV should be free. I'd love it if all TV was free. It's not going to happen.
Matt just doesn't want to pay for something if I'm not paying for it.
There you go.
So.
I don't like paying for something I know someone else is getting for free. You know what I mean?
You could... You know, it's about sharing in the rich tapestry of life. You should want nice things for your friends.
Yeah, but, you know, it's like I worked here. It was a while.
See it as an extra Christmas present.
Someone here managed to blag free gym membership a while back.
Yeah.
And I was really annoyed because it cost me 50 quid a month. And I'm like, hang on a minute, I'm paying for this. You're getting it for free. That annoyed me a little bit. Do you know what I mean? You see where I'm coming from?
Yeah, no, okay, fair enough. But that's quite a lot, though. Just the odd movie every now and again. I don't think that's too much to ask. That's the equivalent of probably 50 pence.
It's far too much to ask.
Just the one?
No.
Just a little treat every now and again?
No, you will not get any movies. If you want to watch them, you will damn well subscribe.
No, I'll subscribe to Love Film instead. Ha 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 ha! And I get them sooner in the sky, so.
Yes, yes, but then you have to go to the post box and post DVDs.
No, I don't. I get them sent here. And then I send them back here as well.
Ah, cheeky.
Brilliant, it's easy.
Ah, that's a good plan. But don't you have to watch a certain amount a month?
That's not a problem, I watch loads, so. Four. I can do four in a month quite easily.
Four, and you... Because I never understand these subscribe by post things. This is where you have DVDs delivered to your house, you watch them, then you send them back.
Yeah, and then when you send back... I get them two at a time. When you send back those two, you get another two.
But there's no postage.
And they send you free movies every now and again, just for being a customer.
And there's no postage fee.
No.
And there's no late fees.
Nope.
So how do they make money?
Because you pay... It's about £2 a DVD or something, so... They just buy in bulk. They buy in bulk.
Right, and if you don't hire out all four a month or whatever, then they're making money on...
But
right, I see.
For someone who likes watching films like I do, it's easy.
Do they do the adult material? Yeah. Adult material?
I don't know, Matt. I haven't looked into it, but I'm sure you could have a look.
Do they do Babe Station on DVD?
Babe Station on DVD?
there's an idea, marketing idea for someone. Babe Station, the DVD. This is the Kiss Breakfast Podcast, episode 11, and I'm still alive.
I'm genuinely... I'm giggling, but it's partly out of nervousness. I really, really thought you were going to die then.
All right, during those last clips, for the whole of them, I was in a suitcase.
I promise you faithfully, I couldn't get the zip open.
Look at all this sweat.
I was joking at first, and then actually it stuck. It really stuck, and it wouldn't open. And Matt went, OK, it's getting quite bad, and I really need to open it. And I had to go and find someone in the office and had the indignity of going, please come and help, Matt is shut in a suitcase. And they were all going, what? So I had to get the biggest bloke I could find in the office to come and rip the suitcase open.
So I can't take the suitcase on holiday.
So all in all, that was a brilliant idea. It was a really good plan.
Turns out the zip wasn't very good after all.
No.
But it's a good message to kids out there.
Yeah.
If you ever see a suitcase, you probably can fit in it, but the chances of you getting out are slim to none. I'm actually worn out a little bit.
I think you might need to lie down for a while.
Well, I tell you what I do want, Caroline Cook. I want an update on the exciting, ever-changing Kiss Breakfast podcast competition. Ha! We've been running this now for what feels like about 12 years.
I think it is about 12 years, yeah.
We could throw the suitcase in the prize pile now. As it's. Imagine the postage on that. Imagine the postage on a suitcase.
I don't think it's worth it, especially as it's broken. So.
But I fit in it, and that's all we wanted to find out.
You've got a proper sheen of sweat over you. Yeah, you really don't look very well.
I actually feel slight. I was quite claustrophobic.
I know. Correct? I can't believe you did that.
So, I'm alive though, it's all right. For the time being. When the podcast finishes, I have to stop being professional, like I ever am, and then I can just fall on the floor and start to die gently.
Let's wrap this up quickly then.
I want an update on the Kiss Breakfast competition every week.
We had a lovely email from one of our great friends on the show.
Hang on. Did you just say we had an email?
We had an email.
Hold the music. This means if we've had an email.
Whole email regarding the podcast bag of booty that we had to give away, aka the pile of crap that we couldn't get rid of.
So you're saying that an email has come in, which means we must have a winner.
Yes, we do. It was a fairly
Hit me with it.
A fairly half-hearted email, I should say. It was more like, oh, well, if you really can't get rid of that stuff, I suppose I'll have it and take it to a car boot sale than I really want to win this beauteous pile of goodies that you have to offer. Which, to be fair, you know, you can't blame it. It is a bag of crap. But Kaz in Western Supermare is our lovely winner.
Well done.
We give it freely and gladly to you. Yeah. You can take the Xbox games that don't work on any new Xbox 360s. You can have the random little fluffy lion that was won for my boyfriend at the fair that he doesn't really like very much and the cat doesn't even like, and you can have anything else crap around the office we can find.
There was some movie merchandise.
There's movie merchandise which is rubbish and I think has actually been partially stolen now.
A lot of it's missing
from the office, so yeah, there's not very much of it left.
And I think we still got, is that cup still there?
Yes, there's a cup.
Okay.
There's a hat. There's an empty box that used to have a watch in it, doesn't have it anymore.
Lots of stuff.
Yeah, so
that's all going to
Kaz. And there's Equal Somerset, Racism in Somerset, 3 real life testimonials. There's a very informative video there, which was used in our competition this week, I believe, cleaning out my closet as the sound effects.
Yes,
not a prize, obviously, because we gave proper prizes on.
Can we give that DVD away?
If you want to, I have no idea.
What? Give it here, let's have a look.
It might be quite instructional and something that HR need, but never mind.
It's all about racism in Somerset. You can have that as well. There you go, Kaz. Well done, Kaz. So we have a winner.
Yes.
I'm glad we did, because we're going away now and we're not here for a couple of weeks. So it's a good idea that maybe we gave it all away now. Otherwise, it would just be lingering. The stuff would just be lingering in the office. Kaz, well done. Right, that wraps up this week's podcast.
Yes, it does. We will see you after our holidays back on Kiss 101, Monday to Friday, 6 till 9, soon.
Why not? You just did the outro, like, perfectly.
Ish.
So I did it properly?
Yeah.
Okay. Listen to Kiss Breakfast weekdays 6 till 9 on 101 FM, 97.2 AFM, DAB. Oh, I messed up the FM.
To be honest, it doesn't really matter because people could be listening way after we've got back from our holiday for all we know. So we'll be back on the radio, Kiss 101. Just listen Monday to Friday, 6 till 9, or else.
Yeah, actually, if you are listening while we're away, we don't care if you listen or not. We're not there, so it doesn't matter. When we get back, that's very important. Do you want to end on something interesting?
Something interesting?
Something interesting. Can we have something interesting?
Okay. Despite the fact that in Bristol there is much talk of slavery, there are reports that there were in fact only 80 black slaves listed. The rest were all from the white slave trade, young children coming from the Bristol and South Wales area. There you go.
Kiss Breakfast, the podcast. Get more Monday to Friday from 6.